Hello, this is Jaden Finder. We want to thank you for listening today. We would love to connect with you on social media. Now let's go into the live message.
It is the will of God to heal me, part 7. I want to talk to you tonight on the subject, the glory of His name in healing. The glory of His name in healing. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in His sight, and will give ear to His commandments, and keep all His statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. That verse is where we get the compound name of God, Jehovah Rapha. The compound names of God, there are 7 main, but there are more than that. There are probably 15 or 20, but 7 main compound names. But all of these compound names are now found in one name, and as the Lord Jesus Christ. When you say the Lord Jesus Christ, you're invoking all the compound names of God. But Jehovah Rapha simply means that He is the Lord that healeth thee. He is the Lord that healeth thee. Jehovah is translated as the existing one, or the Lord. And the chief meaning of Jehovah is derived from the Hebrew word Hava, meaning to be or to exist. And when you put these two words together, Jehovah Rapha, it's translated Jehovah who heals me. Jehovah who heals thee. Jehovah who heals. You may be seated. If you will recall in another session, and let me refresh you because this is important, that Jesus healed the man, and then the Bible said that He went looking for him, and He went to church looking for him. It does matter what you plan on doing after you're healed, because God is the commander of all time. He knows the past. He knows the future. He knows what you have done. He knows what you are doing. He knows what you will do. In the Bible, there's the story of the man that asked for 15 years, and God reluctantly gave it to him, and those 15 years were not his best years. And so sometimes we would like to extend our time, but God knows. God knows the future. And so when God heals you, He expects you to go to His church and to give Him praise every day of your life from thereafter. And the second thing is, I talked about, He said, sin no more. He went to church and found him. He said, sin no more, lest some worse thing come upon you. And so two things God expects when He heals you is that you're going to go to church and you're going to change your lifestyle. He expects that. There's a third thing that I want to introduce to you tonight that is vitally important. And that is, we call it, give God His glory. To put it in modern vernacular, we would say, give them their credit. Give them their due. Sometimes people do things and they don't get credit for them. Somebody else does. There are people that are expert. You work with them. You do something great on your job, and they have a way of whittling in there, getting in there ahead of you, and taking what should be your praise, maybe even your raise, or at least the good favor of your boss. That is a very dismal feeling for you when that happens to you. It's very important that we understand that it is Jehovah that heals us. It's very important that we understand now all of that power. The Bible said in Him, talking about Jesus, in Him dwell the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Jesus Christ in that flesh was all God. Now all of God was not in Him, because you can't put all of God in one human body. But Jesus was all God, and there was still the Spirit that filled the universe. And so when we talk about the healer, it's very important that we identify who the healer is. The healer is Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. The preeminence of His name is very, very important. When you see there's so much of this, President Trump has made a lot of religious noise, and so there's a lot of people talking about God. But you will notice it's always about God, And very seldom is that God identified. Because that God can be the Muslim God or the God of whatever you want it to be. But when you mention the name of Jesus, it's automatically offensive. I've told it countless times, so many times. E.V. Hill, one of my favorite preachers, he was born and raised right out of Sweet Home, which is out by Seguin. And Brandon, I had a ranch neighboring where he was educated and born and went to church, had a little Sweet Home Baptist church. What an amazing guy. What a great preacher he was. But he did one thing that I admired most of all. He took a stand in the public eye. Now, you know, when these movie stars or athletes say, I want to give praise to God, that's one thing. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But when they stop and say, I want to give glory to the Lord Jesus Christ, they know that about four Muslims that are playing basketball with them are going to be mad at them that night. It's different when you identify your God. Almost everybody believes in some God. If they don't believe in God, they believe their God. It's like the friend of mine, her mother worked in a institution where they helped the mentally insane. And so they sat in a circle and having counseling, and so they were letting them talk and get what they... And so one of them said, I am Jesus Christ. So the counselor, you know, trying to be nice, said, how do you know you are? He said, because God told me I was. The man across the circle said, I did not. It's quite a group you're with. So atheists believe in God. They just believe their God. They think they themselves are God. There's no greater person than that makes them, if there's nothing greater, you're God. But friend, there's somebody greater than me. Yes. And his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. And so when you take an athlete or a movie star and they get their accolades and they stop and give glory to Jesus, it burns people up. It makes them furious because there is an antichrist spirit in this world. So E.V. Hill was asked to pray, and I've shared this with you five times before. He was asked to pray at President Clinton's inauguration, the second one. And so he said, yeah, I'll be glad to. And they said, the only thing is there's going to be a lot of religions there, so make sure you don't mention Jesus Christ. Said, just pray in the name of God. He said, oh, no, I can't do that. He said, I'm sorry, I can't. Now, this is a great honor. This is a great honor to be asked to pray at an inauguration. But E.B. Hill said, I'm going to forego that honor because I have to be able to name my God. It's very important that you know your God by name. You know your God by name. And so they told President Clinton he can't come. And President Clinton, he's like all presidents. He has some real weaknesses. But he also has a real tender heart, place in his heart for the Lord and for Christianity. He goes to a lot of Christian meetings for friends of mine, and he'll just cry. That doesn't mean he's saved. I'm not in this deciding who's saved business. They belong to the Lord. They don't belong to me, any of them. But I do know. And he said, that's all right. Tell him to come, and he can pray in the name of Jesus. And so Evie said, okay, I'll be there. I'll pray. And they said, but one more thing. They said, we need you to go ahead and send you a copy of your prayer. He said, well, there's no copy of my prayer. I ain't prayed it yet. So they had to take Evie on his terms. Make sure the world accepts you on your terms, not on theirs. Because the world is not Christian, and you are. And so you have to dictate what the terms are going to. I'll participate in anything on my terms. You know, I used to say I wouldn't go to a interfaith rally. I'll go to any kind of a Christian rally, Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Catholic, just put them all together and I'll go. But I wouldn't go to like one that had a Muslim, but I will on my terms. I have to be able to say something. I'm not just going to sit there and listen. But if they'll let me say my piece, and if they'll let me tell them about my Jesus, it might be the only time anybody ever, I'll go on those terms. But I had to go on my terms, and my terms are always about Jesus. He's my Lord and my Savior. And so the preeminence of the name is very important in your healing because Jesus is going to heal you, but it's very important that you give Him the credit, that you give Him the glory. The preeminence, I'm going to give you several verses. The preeminence of the name of Jesus. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, Jesus, and given him a name which is above every name. You can't get any higher than that. A name above every name. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ is above every name. Every name. And so when you seek healing, you seek it from Jesus Christ. Why is that? Because he is the one that died, and he's the one that took the stripes for our healing. He is the manifestation of our Jehovah Rapha. And so he is our healer. And so when you pray in the name of Jesus. When you ask in the name of Jesus, this would be a mirror. This is not going to happen. But just say, I came over here to Pastor Brandon, and I said, Pastor Brandon, give me $100. And he gave me $100. So that would be the miracle. That ain't never going to happen. And then went over there, and I said, Joe, thank you very much for that $100. This illustration is not working because he didn't give me $100. Because I was going to make the point, if that worked, then I wouldn't expect to go back to him the next time. He'd say, I'll give, you know what he'd say? He'd say, go get it from Joe.
Right.
Make sure that you give God his glory. And all the glory belongs to Jesus. All the glory belongs to Jesus Christ. It is the preeminence of his name. Second, submission to the name of Jesus is vitally important in order to receive your healing. This is verse 10, Philippians 2:10. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. I submit to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. He is greater than all others in every way, and that includes myself and my own will. I submit to Jesus Christ. I literally bow to him. Every tongue, verse 11, and every tongue will confess the glory of the name of Jesus. And every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. You know, timing and place is important. I think about this so often. I don't know why I always think of this. If I pull up to a stoplight and I'm sitting at a red light, I think timing is so important. Because if I'd have went through this light just a moment ago, or even if I'd go through it right now, bang. But in just a moment, I'm going to be released. Timing is so important. And so when you talk about your relationship with Jesus, time and place is very important. Because every human being that has ever lived is going to repent and they're going to confess. It'll just be too late. You have to do it. It's appointed man to die, the judgment, die, and then the judgment. And so the Bible said, as a tree falleth, so shall it lie. You have to do it when you do it free of duress, but you do it out of love. God refuses to be linked with him being the lover and we being the person that does it because it's convenient. But I'm a Christian because of the benefits. No. The benefits are great, but that's not the reason why I'm a Christian. I love him. Why? Because he first loved me. And so every tongue is going to confess. That's the reason why I don't harbor any hatred against atheists, agnostics, sinners, people that laugh, make fun, mock me. Timing is important. They're going to be doing what I'm doing. They're going to confess that Jesus is Lord. It's just going to be too late now. Praise God. I'm doing it. The Bible said some men's sins go before them. Sons come after them, follow them. My sins have already gone before them. It's already taken care of. Praise God. And so I have already bowed. I've already confessed. My tongue has already confessed that Jesus Christ is the Lord to the glory of the Father. The exclusion. This is the next point. The exclusion of the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is the dividing line. It is the dividing line. It's what separates the sheep from the goats, the lost from the saved. It's a powerful name. Listen to this, Acts 4:12. It excludes. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. I heard one of my favorite preachers, he's dead now, but 10 years ago, I heard him, and he was just a great, great speaker, and he's older and a father, and he just had a lot of stories, and he just felt his love. And they asked him, Larry King asked him, said, Reverend said, what about Muslims? You think they're lost? He said, no. He said, they're saved as long as they're sincere Muslims. So they got to be good Muslims, or they're not saved. Well, that's a wonderful thought, but it's simply not true. It's simply not true. You say, well, I just believe everybody's going to be saved. That is your opinion. If you need to know something about anything, just ask me. Say, Pastor, what's your opinion? And I'll give you my opinion. Then ask me what the Scripture says, because my opinion is no, it's not the same as the Scripture. But I have learned that my opinion does not matter to a hill of beans. And neither do all those people on TV. Their opinion simply doesn't matter. It is the Word of God. It's not what I like, not what I think, not what my education says. It is the Word of God. And so the name of the Lord Jesus is the exclusion feature. It says, neither is there salvation in any other. Can it get any plainer? For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. It excludes everybody that is not in relationship. You remember what Jesus said when they said, we've cast out devils in your name, we've done many wonderful works in your name? Jesus said, depart from me, cast them out, because I never knew you. I've said this several times. You go to the Greek, go to the Hebrew, I never knew you. It goes back to the same word where Sarah knew Abraham knew Sarah. In other words, it's a relationship. Jesus said, cast them out because we did not have a relationship. The Bible said that this gospel is hid to them that are lost. It's very important that we understand the power of the gospel. And my opinion, my desire, I wished everybody was saved. I wish that Charlie died the other day, a few years or so ago. My desire is that when Charlie died, and he was just a monster, that God took him and redid him and put him in heaven. That's my opinion. That's what I want. But that ain't true. It's just not true. It's not what I want. It's not what my compassion says. It's what the Word of God defines. God knows best. You know, I had to be a big boy in long pants before I had to realize that God always knows best. And that my opinion, as wise as I am, and oh, I'm so wise, doesn't matter one thing. And I watch these people on TV, and they're just so adamant. Man, and I'm saying, you know, why does your opinion even matter? Because you sold 100 million records? Because you got a Grammy? Does that matter? Doesn't matter a bit. It's what the Lord says. And so, friend, I have cast my lot with Jesus Christ. I believe He's the author and the finisher. I believe He's the creator and the redeemer. And because of this relationship, I have an amazing ability to go to Him. You know, I went to buy another tractor. I need another tractor the other day. To buy a tractor, and so I went in to see a salesman, and the owner came out there, and I knew his dad before he died, and I said, is Will here? He said, no, Will went home sick. He's not here. He said, you need something? I said, I need to buy a tractor. He said, come in here. Let me get that tractor. I said, this guy made $40 million. I know what he made. He made $40 million last year, and I said, you don't personally sell tractors anymore, do you? He said, I do for you. Because we've had this relationship. I know his mama, I know his daddy, I know him, and I've done a lot of business there. And see, I'm in that same relationship, only a whole lot bigger and better with Jesus. Because I have decided that He is the only one. There is none beside Him. He said, God said, I looked for somebody to swear by, and I couldn't find nobody, so I swore by myself. He alone is God. There's not four or five gods. There's not three or four gods. There is one God. He is revealed in the human form in His Son, Jesus Christ. And so when you get that settled, praise God, you realize the power of the name. Every time I need a physical healing, I don't pray in the name of my doctor, in the name of medical science. I don't pray in the name of Steve. I don't pray in the name of the Assembly of God. I don't pray in none of that. There's one name I use. It is the name of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to tell you what, angels respect that name. They stand at attention. Let me tell you, devils fear that name. Pop Hagin was teaching on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ at a camp meeting and the power we have as believers. And a lawyer stood up. Said, Brother Hagin, what you're saying can't be true. He said, what you're saying is that we have a power of attorney in the name of Jesus. He said, you know what that means, Brother Hagin? He said, that means that everything in heaven is now available to us. So that can't. He said, that's what I've been trying to tell you for 40 years. You just now got it, buddy? In the name of Jesus, it is the name that binds. It binds sickness and disease. It's the name that loosens. It releases the blood flow. It releases the stripes of Jesus. It releases the healing power. Hallelujah. Not only is there an exclusion of that name, there is an inclusion because of the name of Jesus. For this cause, he said in Ephesians 3:14, I bow my knee unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. I love this verse, verse 15. Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. The whole family, the whole family, the whole family is named of that name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I heard Pastor Gateway doing a wonderful teaching. He's a great teacher. Heard him teaching the other day, and it was like a revelation to him how that Father was not a name, and Son was not a name, and Holy Ghost was not a name. But he didn't quite get it all. It's coming to him. I can see. And he said, God is his name. No, God ain't his name. His name is Jesus Christ. You've got to be able to distinguish their God. In fact, the Bible uses the word God, talking about deities, but it always makes it little g. There are lots of gods. They're just pitiful gods. They're gods that are conjured up. They are demons acting like gods. They're little gods. But praise God, when we talk about our God, he is what? The Almighty God. That means he's the God of all gods. But praise God, his name is Jesus Christ. In all this world, everything I go to do, you know what they want? They still want a signature. They want that name, praise God. Well, I've got that name. I wear that name. I wear that name proudly. Jesus Christ is my Lord. You believe there is a God. Oh, not only do I believe there is a God, I know him by name. I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Let's talk about the activation of the name of Jesus. When you're talking about healing, it's there. You've got to activate it. You have to activate it. The power is there, but it has to be activated. Colossians 3:17, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Healing is revealed in Jesus' action. When Jesus Christ went to that cross, Isaiah 53 said, by his stripes we are healed. It was activated. His actions revealed his healing capacity. In the Bible, in the book of Exodus 15, I read one text, but look at this. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree which he had cast into the, when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and ordinance, and there he proved them. That tree is a symbol. What is it? It's a symbol of that tree called Calvary. When Jesus Christ hung up on that Calvary, on that cross of Calvary, he was activating his healing power. Praise God. And don't try to predicate your prayer on anything else. Don't dare say, hey, I'm the number one giver at Living Way Church, and I ought to be healed. That has nothing to do with it. Say, Lord, you know me, I just don't miss a service. Not only that, Lord, I've been doing this for 40 years. Some of those other people, they've only been doing it 18 months. None of those are good premises. In fact, they're counterproductive. When you go, what you're doing is you're saying, in the name of Jesus, and you're embracing everything that Christ did on Calvary. You're saying he activated his healing virtue through his death on Calvary, and now I'm activating it by calling his name. A good doctor is like a good preacher. You know, there are just so many good preachers. I was talking in the office a while ago. We love Dr. Winston. Bill Winston, he's an amazing teacher. One of my favorite ever was Frederick Price. That guy was the greatest thing on faith. So many guys. Seville's a great preacher. But my favorite of all time is just T.D. Jakes. What a great preacher. But you know what? As good as he is, he can't save anybody. And doctors are just like preachers. You know, just listen to the best preachers you can and find the best doctors you can. But just as the preacher doesn't save you, the doctor doesn't heal you. I'm trying to bring this down to where you understand it's important that you always glorify the Lord in your life, your restoration, your salvation, and your healing. Praise God. If you had a headache yesterday and you don't have it today, you say, well praise God. I'm thankful for Bear Aspirin. No. No, we're not going to glorify Bear Aspirin.
Right.
I say praise Jesus. So now, I like Bear Aspirin. I like T.D. Jakes, too. But Jakes didn't take my sins away. And Bear Aspirin didn't heal me. I took them, but Jesus is my healer. This is a very fine line, but it is a line of necessity that you need to understand. And you need to get it. I give honor to great doctors. I give honor to great preachers. But I only give glory to Jesus. Only glory to Jesus, praise God. He is my Savior and my healer. Do you understand that two people have the same disease and get treated by the same doctor and one of them lives and one of them dies? Because Jesus is the healer. Just like two people go to Bishop Jake's church and one of them gets it. And they receive the Lord and they get saved and they're going to go to heaven. And the other guy goes there and he said, man, I love their music. And that preacher is probably the best speaker I've heard, but he never gets it. He never really gets saved. He just sits there and enjoys all of it. But he doesn't get saved. The same thing is true in healing. Always give Jesus the praise. All healing comes from Jesus. And it's very important that you understand this. If you take medicine and you get well, give Jesus the praise. If you go to the doctor and the doctor performs surgery on you and you get well, give Jesus the praise. If you come up here and Pastor Brandon anoints you with oil and you get saved or you get healed, give Jesus the praise. It don't matter whether it's Dr. Bear, whether it's Dr. Jakes, or whether it's some doctor you know, don't ever give them the glory. Jesus is your Savior. Jesus is your healer, praise God. I thank God for medical science. I thank God for doctors. You know Dr. DeBakey, you know who he is? All old enough to remember? He's the guy that did the first heart transplant. You believe that guy's still alive? He must be giving himself new hearts every once in a while. He's 90-some years old. Still living. I read the other day, he's still alive. He lives in Houston, Texas. Dr. Bakey's still alive. Oh, man, I'm a big fan of him. He's the first guy that ever said, we're going to take a guy's heart out and put another one in and he's going to live. Woo, that took some faith. He did it and it worked. Been doing it ever since. But as great as he is, I honor him, But oh, Jesus is the author and the finisher of life. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. It all is in the name of Jesus. I don't care how you live. I don't care how you get healed. Jesus Christ is the source of all life. He said, I'll give you life, it more abundantly. He is the source of all healing, praise God. And I don't care if it makes the doctor mad. I'm going to praise Jesus. I'm going to say, praise God. Go to your heart doctor and he does whatever. And then you say, thank you, doctor. Oh, praise Jesus. Oh, he might, if he's a Christian, he'll understand that. Almost all of my doctors are Christian. I got a doctor I go to. I love this guy. He said, my wife is a prayer. He told me this. I didn't even know he was a Christian. He said, my wife's a prayer warrior. He said, she makes me so mad. He said, when the devil comes after me, he said, I resist him. He said, she gets up every morning and goes and looks for him and gives him a good beating before I ever get out of bed. He said, she's so aggressive. I tell her, I said, just leave him alone. But she won't do that. Said, every morning she gets up, just rebukes the devil all over the house, and out of our kids, everything. Said, man, said, I'm kind of a defensive Christian. He said, my wife is an offensive Christian. Said, she's just looking for the devil to give him trouble all the time. Man, when I heard that, I said, I like this kind of a doctor, praise God. I like a doctor that understands spiritual warfare. He can do whatever he can do with a knife or a needle, praise God. But this one thing we know, that Jesus Christ is the healer of all. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me close. This is very important. Jesus will not share his glory. It's very important you know that. If you want to be healed and you want to stay healed, look what Isaiah said in chapter 42, verses 6 through 8. The Lord hath called thee in righteousness, Pastor Becky. The Lord hath called thee in righteousness and will hold thy hand and will keep thee and give thee a covenant of the people for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another. Don't glorify your doctor. Don't glorify your medicine. Don't glorify your exercise regimen. Oh, I tell you the reason why I run 5 miles every day and I lift weights and I eat nothing but asparagus. That's all I eat. I live on asparagus. Oh, friend, don't glorify that. All that can be good. But glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm closing. Exodus 34 and 14. For thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. Hallelujah. There's one thing Jesus knows about me, and that is that I know it's all about him. I don't give anybody else any glory. I give all the glory to Jesus Christ. I can listen to a guy with a PhD and say, man, that guy is one smart cookie. Boy, didn't Jesus put a brain in his head. It all, I'm on Trump, man, every time. And it's always going to go back to Jesus. It's always going to go back to Jesus. He's the author. He's the finisher, praise God. I urge you, get you a good doctor. I urge you, listen to him. I urge you to follow nutritious diets. I urge you to do everything you can. But in all you're getting, get faith in Jesus Christ and say, he is my author, my finisher. He is the giver of life. In him I live, praise God. You know the reason why I live? In him I live. You know the reason why I can move? Did you ever see people my age? I'm 59, you knew that, didn't you? You ever see people my age? They don't move. They're in wheelchairs. They're in nursing homes. In him I live. In him I move. And in him I have. Oh, praise God. That's the reason why this church is like it is. This is a Jesus church. This is not a Fortune 500 church. This is a crazy church. We're crazy about Jesus. We believe he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. We don't believe that we would exist without Him. We believe He is our Savior, our Baptizer, our Healer. He's our Life Giver. Praise God. We believe that when we die, we're in the presence of the Lord. We believe in a real heaven. We believe that He is the light of that city. We believe we are fanatics. Somebody said, you are a fanatic. Not as fanatic as I want to be. I want to be more fanatic. It's just all about Jesus Christ. Because He has all power. He has the power to keep me, to save me, to hold me, to baptize me, to heal me. Praise God. Not a doctor on earth can say, you got 20 days to live, and in 20 days is up, I have to die. Because I can appeal to Jesus. Said, the doctor gave me 20. How about give me 20 years? Jesus said, okay. And then the thing that doctor can do about it, just shake his head and say, you ought to be a dead man. It's not up to your doctor. The final verdict is Jesus Christ. Remember that. The appellate court is the greatest thing in the world. Appeal, 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 appeal. Say, well, you know, your doctor says, or your banker. Your banker said, I had a banker 25 years ago, brother. He said, the best thing you can do, sir, is file for bankruptcy. He's talking about me and this church both. This is back in the 80s when things were really bad. I ignored that guy. He was a banker. But he was not the king of wealth. Praise God. All that's turned around now. What if I didn't listen to him? But I appeal. I appeal every decision I don't like. I just appeal to Jesus Christ. He is the captain of my salvation. He's the final authority. Praise God. And that's the reason why I love that name. Every word and deed. I like to sing in that name. I like to pray in that name. I like to worship in that name. At that name, praise God, things just become unraveled. Old ropes and chains begin to break and to fall, praise God. And old pains, oh, do you ever have it? Oh, friend, when you get to be 69 years of age, pain comes knocking at your old body every day. Every day I rebuke pain. If you see Mr. Pain, he got knots on his head, I put them there in Jesus' name. Say, where'd you get that knot? Pain said, Fender gave it to me in Jesus' name. I refuse to be an old painful man. Praise God, I'm going to move. The activity of my limb. Oh, in Him I live and move. It's in Jesus Christ. Praise God. Stand on your feet and give God some praise. Amen. What are you talking about? I'm talking about glorify Him. Glorify His name for your healing. Just give God praise every day for your health. Just give God praise every day. I don't care if you're 23 years of age. If you're 23 years of age, you ought to get out of bed and say, thank you, Lord, I was able to get out of bed today. Thank you, Lord, I'm able to hold a job. Thank you, Lord, I can run track. Thank you, Lord, I can play ball. Thank you, Lord, I can walk into this building on my own power. Jesus, glorify Jesus. This is a Jesus house. It's washed in the blood, baptized in His Spirit. Praise God. Oh, I got some more I wanted to say about this, but I'm out of time. Right now, I want everybody to lift your hands high as you can. Woo! Real high. Close your eyes. I want you to get your best picture of Jesus. Now, get your own picture of Him, but it's Jesus. Maybe it's a short-haired Jesus or a long-haired Jesus, but it's Jesus, praise God. See Jesus? Oh, just tell Him, I love you, Jesus. I worship you, Jesus. You're my Savior. You're my baptizer. You're my healer. You're my way maker. There ain't nobody like you. I'm like E.V. Hill. I would not go to the Capitol in Washington, D.C. and receive that honor if I had to leave Jesus back in East L.A. I just wouldn't do it. I'm going to take Jesus all the way to the White House. I don't care where I go. I'm taking Jesus in the name of the Lord. Woo! You know we're not going to pray in any other name. We're not going to pray in the name of Steve or Fender or Jim Bob or Juan. It is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All power in heaven and earth. A whole family in heaven and in earth is named in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That miracle worker is here right now. Receive what God's got for you. Oh, praise God. He'll break the bondage. He'll loosen it up. He'll open it up in Jesus' name. Anybody?